All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseballs, the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseballs, the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseballs, the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
And we gotta roll through this shit again for the ungrateful audience. Oh, hi!
Hi.
It's Big Kev's Geek Stuff, where we only give you half the story. You go and find the other half.
With only two-thirds of the crew, apparently.
Again
this week. Fantastic, completely and totally unreliable.
Well, it's not that he's unreliable, per se. It's more like he's a wandering spirit.
He's wandering the Earth again?
I don't know what
he's
doing.
What's he looking for this time?
Not Star Wars Galaxies,
It's not
apparently.
Star Wars Galaxies. We know that for a fact.
I'm scant days away.
What is the date again? September 9th?
First.
Oh, it's the first. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you are school. Ooh, Saturday. Big day.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared.
You all set?
No.
Got everything loaded up on your machine?
Mentally,
have you started
I'm
downloading
terrified.
Everything
no,
yet?
No, no, no.
Should start tonight.
I think I'm going to do it overnight.
It's going to take you about a week.
You don't know. It could only take a day.
Could take 2 weeks.
Could take 2 weeks.
Could be wrong.
So this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 72.
That's correct, sir.
And the title of the episode this week, as we mentioned last week, Horse with No Name.
Wow. Why again?
Well, because I really like this music that we're using.
That's it? Just music?
That's it.
We're naming episodes now based on your musical taste.
No, I just thought it was an interesting title. And somehow, by the end of the show, I'll have found a way to work it in.
Okay. It's all on you, baby, because I got nothing.
As usual.
Hey, now.
Well,
so far as naming the show.
Let's talk about what you do have, the news.
I do have that it looks like Keanu Reeves is committed himself to play the role of Klaatu in the remake of The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Klaatu.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing? That's it?
Nothing.
Humanoid alien who arrives on Earth. Big, heavy, armored robot dude with him. Nothing? Don't
nope.
care at all?
Nope. Not interested.
Not even like a little bit?
I'm sure when it comes around, I'll be like, dude, the movie looks really cool.
No, but you'll say it sucks. You say everything sucks.
That's a lie. It's just not a lie. I'll tell you what doesn't suck.
What?
Aliens versus Predator Requiem trailer.
Okay, so I watched this trailer, right? And I found it and I sent you guys the link. Because I know you guys want to go searching for it.
Well, I had already seen it by the time you said
it. Oh, is that a fact?
Sure.
And the only thing I could think after watching this trailer was, this is what the first movie should have been. It looks fantastic.
It does.
It's action-packed. The story looks halfway decent. Kind of ultra-violent, which is what you want to see in a Predator film at the very least.
Right. Looks like it takes place on Earth, in America, current time period.
Out west somewhere. And Michelle Dressler, you know, from 24, is the lead female in it. I guess she's the Sigourney Weaver.
She actually is looking a little too much like Sigourney Weaver.
A little bit.
Trailer.
They're trying to work that angle, I think.
I think so, too.
But I don't know. The trailer looks really solid. I really wish that this was the first movie, but hopefully maybe this is a redo, a makeup. I'll call it a Marvel Incredible Hulk. It's pretend the first one doesn't exist.
I have some good comic news.
Wow.
Chris Claremont is leaving a book.
Well, you must be ecstatic because you hate him.
He's leaving New Excalibur after the crossover storyline with Exiles. And the guy that's replacing him is Paul Cornell, who wrote Wisdom for Marvel. And Paul is talking about changing the lineup in the book.
In Exiles?
No, I think in New Excalibur.
Oh, in New Excalibur. Okay. But
they could change the lineup in Exiles.
Like that.
Like that.
They've done that a couple times.
I think it's a New Excalibur they're talking about, though.
Okay.
He's going to change it. And something to do with the big X-Men crossover event, Messiah.
Something I still don't care about at all. Right.
They're all dying. I don't know. Whatever the mutant massacre agenda, what was the other one? Thing that's happening.
Thing. Endangered Species, is that it?
Oh, that wasn't X-Men.
Endangered Species.
I think it's the one that comes after Endangered Species, which is called Messiah Complex.
I still don't care. That's what it's called.
Okay.
How about Steven Summers is definitely confirmed to be directing G.I. Joe. It kind of went back and forth, it seemed like, a little bit, and it looks like he may be locked in at this point. Now, I wish Fantastic was here, because he would be hopping up and down, bouncing around the room, breaking out all of his G.I. Joe figures, you know. Yeah. He's a G.I. Joe fanatic.
He is a Storm Shadow and Snake Eyes fanatic.
I think it goes a little bit past that. He just doesn't want to admit it. But it looks like the film version is going to be based on pretty much, according to what I read, everything in G.I. Joe canon. It looks like they're going to take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, going to mash it together, and they're going to make a movie. So
terrific. Boy, that's going to be a great flick. I can tell already.
You just don't care, do you? You care about that as much as you cared about Transformers.
It's not that I don't care. It's that, all right, we get it. You can take an 80s property and make a live-action flick of it. A lot of people will go see it because they grew up, but that doesn't make it good. That
so you'd
make
rather Transformers see something
good.
Original and funny, clever.
Yeah.
Like Death at a Funeral, perhaps.
I didn't see Death at a Funeral, but I heard it's really good.
It is amazing.
Really?
It is fantastic. It's probably the best movie I've seen in the theater in a really long time.
I was going to say Stardust.
I haven't seen Stardust yet.
I thought Stardust was fantastic.
I hear Stardust not doing so good, though, in the reviews. It's getting panned, isn't
really?
It?
I didn't hear that. I heard it's doing poorly at the box office, but I didn't hear about the reviews.
Well, in some way, shape, or form, the two seem to be linked. Oh. I mean, maybe outside of our community, not so much, but certainly in the general populace, it doesn't seem to be doing that well, both with the critics or with the box office numbers, which is a shame because I really want to see it. It's a property I like. Neil Gaiman, obviously.
I thought it was excellent. Like, so. And they're comparing it to Princess Bride, which I think is completely appropriate.
It's appropriate?
Mm-hmm.
How so? That's interesting.
It's kind of got that mix of fantastical elements.
Okay.
With comedy.
Okay.
That you don't really see in anything else.
And except for Shrek.
Well, that's animated.
Right.
And it's really designed for kids.
For kids.
Right. This is certainly not designed for kids, first off. And second off, it's really got that, I think it's got that humor aspect that Princess Bride had. So the comparisons, I think, were inevitable and appropriate.
Okay.
That's just what I think.
What else do you have?
Marvel is not screwing around with late books anymore. Especially not from the Ultimate Universe.
Why?
Well,
how?
The scripts for Ultimate Wolverine versus the Hulk,
right,
are all done, but not a single one will be published until Lanil Yu has finished the art for the entire series. And the same thing also goes for the next Ultimate Iron Man run by Orson Scott Card, that great science fiction writer.
Right.
His second Ultimate Iron or his. His Ultimate Iron Man series will also have every installment written and drawn before a single issue hits the stands.
I don't believe it.
Well, believe it.
I don't believe it. Okay. We've heard this before.
I know.
We've heard this before for the past
time and time
15,
again.
20 years in comic books. Oh, we're not going to do anything until it's all complete, and we're not going to have any late issues anymore. And then 4 or 5 issues in, there's a 3-month period with no issue. There was a problem with the printing. There was a problem with someone didn't finish a panel on time. It happens time and time. I don't believe it.
But they're making their best effort is what I'm saying.
Well, what's Marvel's best effort exactly?
How can they destroy every one of their characters' credibility?
By not putting out any books on time.
And then what's inside the books?
Exactly. John Williams looks like he may be returning to Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. the seventh film when they eventually do begin to film it.
Oh, people are interested happy about that.
Very happy about that. It's been kind of missed the past two movies. So, yeah, 4 and 5, I don't think were his. So, you know, that's pretty exciting if you're a big John Williams fan, if you're a big Harry Potter fan. Certainly his score sets a mood for those films, and I think he's done the best job of doing that.
That's what's playing under this piece right now. Is the Harry Potter theme.
Wow, look at you, all queued up and ready to go.
It's like magic.
Well, now you could switch it over to some Indiana Jones music, because it looks like he's going to be doing the Indiana Jones 4 score as well.
Well, I don't really think that comes as a surprise to anyone.
No, not really. Not so much.
What, Danny Elfman not available?
Danny Elfman doesn't work with Spielberg?
Ever.
That's a Tim Burton guy.
There was a couple of toys that came out that we should talk about.
All right.
From DC Direct. Not a review per se. It's just more of a notification.
Let's reference these kind of thing.
This is the reactivated line from DC Direct.
Yes.
This is where they've taken figures they've put out in the past, and they're putting them out again.
Right.
Sort of, with new packaging.
New shiny packaging.
Right. We talked about their Kingdom Come reactivated that they put out. Now they've reactivated the Super Friends.
Oh, that's an interesting line to choose now.
Yes. And Superman, Batman, Flash, and Wonder Woman make up the series of four.
Okay.
And these originally came packaged in a dual package with a villain.
Okay.
So now you can, if you just wanted these guys, you could just get the Super Friends, or at least these four of the Super Friends.
Are they not doing the villains then individually?
I don't think so. It certainly doesn't seem that way.
Well, that seems a bit of a shame.
Yes, especially since there was some interesting interpretations there, I thought.
I don't remember what they were.
I don't think we should spend time getting into what every single thing was. You can Google them. I'm sure you'll find it. Because at Big Kev's Geek Stuff, we give you half the story.
Half the story?
And you find the other half. Is that our new tagline?
I don't even know if we give them half anymore.
Who was that guy?
I don't even know. I know who it was, but don't worry about it.
It was pretty funny.
It was pretty funny. He's a regular listener. Yeah. He's a regular contributor.
Yeah.
And
yes, I know where that site is that you're talking about, Mr.
Smith. It's Agent Smith.
Is that what I like to call him? Agent Smith?
Yeah. Speaking of which, he actually shot me a quick email earlier in the week letting me know that it looks like the JLA movie has gone from live action to all CGI.
Hooray!
Yay! Maybe it'll be good. Of course, it...
Highly unlikely.
We no longer have to worry about Brendan Routh and Christian Bale.
Well, that right there is, I mean, not having to worry about Batman Brendan and Routh is fantastic.
Sure. Also, some rumors surrounding Ryan Reynolds. They've been talking for a while about how interested he is in playing the Flash in a Flash movie that DC is looking to develop.
Right.
But in a more recent interview, he mentioned something about playing Deadpool, how he'd be really interested in playing Deadpool. And apparently Marvel has been looking to develop a Deadpool film for some time as well. And that's the character he seems to really want to do. Although I think he'd be probably pretty good in both roles. So I like Ryan Reynolds.
I thought
he was very good in Blade 3.
Maybe the Flash thing was kind of a commentary on his personal life.
I don't get it.
I'm just saying.
I don't get it.
Fastest man alive.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I still don't get it, but that's
fine. Dating Alanis Morissette still?
Oh. Do I keep track of Alanis Morissette?
You read the Inquirer and the Sun and all these rags?
No, I don't.
Oh, please.
Do you hear the Weekly World News is going to be no more? No more Batboy.
Hey, speaking of the Weekly World News, another fine publication going under, apparently.
Wow. That's a rough transition.
Inquest Magazine.
Are you trying to say that they're a rag magazine?
No, I'm saying that... Well, I'm saying the Weekly World News is a rag magazine.
Right.
But the one of Wizard... I guess it's Wizard's first publication that's kind of hitting the bricks, so to speak.
Wow. So can we expect to see all of the Inquest type news now somewhere in the middle of Toy Fair?
I
seems to be a good spot for it, maybe.
I expect
the filler magazine.
They'll probably have to swirl some of it around some of their other titles. I'm surprised that one went first and not their anime one. What's their anime one?
Well, why would the anime one go
Insider?
First?
Anime
no,
Insider?
No, wait. Dude, anime is huge. Just because we don't cover it. It's a... Them little
yeah, we
kids,
cover it
they buy it mad crazy.
We cover anime when it's interesting.
And in your case, never.
when you can basically take a dictionary and blindly flip through and pick three words at random and make them the title of your book,
right?
I swear, that's what anime is to me. The worst titled, worst storytelling ever.
Really? All of it?
No, not all of it.
I know you like Miyazaki, at least.
I like, well, slow down.
Okay, you like Princess Mononoke.
I like Princess Mononoke.
I did not like Spirited Away. I agree with you. I didn't like Spirited Away either, especially as compared to Princess
Mononoke. I'm
going to
qualify it, though. Exactly. That's what I'm going to qualify it. It's not that I didn't like Spirited Away so much as I hated it.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. It's as much as I like Princess Mononoke, I like that one a lot.
Right. Well, it was excellent. It was very well done.
But we've gone time and time again. We've talked about the anime that I enjoy.
On occasion.
Manga, however.
Right.
Manga.
Akira, that's about all you own, isn't it?
I think so. It may be all I own.
All 36 issues or whatever it was?
Every single one of them.
Nice.
You betcha.
Look at you and your complete collection.
That's right.
You geek.
That's right, but mine's open.
Right. What are you trying to say?
Poser.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
So South Park isn't going anywhere anytime soon, in case you haven't heard this.
They signed a three-year agreement. Nice.
So
Matt and Trey keeping their jobs. They are just going to keep signing contracts until someone fires them.
I don't know that they can get fired. If they haven't gotten fired by now, if they didn't get fired after the Christmas episode where they did the blood orgy with the woodland creatures, I don't know that they'll ever get fired. That was probably the most atrocious thing I've ever seen. I mean, hilarious. I laughed the entire time.
No, the death of Chef was pretty funny and awful as well. I just rewatched that one last week. We talked about South Park Volume 10 coming out on DVD. I had to check that one out immediately.
Immediately?
Yeah. I love that.
Is that where that is? That's the death of Chef is season 10? I know World of Warcraft is season 10.
Yeah, it was the first episode of season 10, I think.
Really?
Well, one of the first ones.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, but you know, those seasons are weird.
Worth picking up.
You know?
Well, yeah, because you don't know where it's kind of like Family Guy. You don't know where the season starts and ends.
Wait a minute. What do you mean that one's worth picking up? They're all worth picking up.
I know, but I don't necessarily need all 10 seasons. I kind of pick up, you know, here and there. Maybe some of the specials that they put out. I don't need all 10 seasons of South Park. You need all 10 seasons in South Park. I don't need all 10 seasons in South Park.
Next, you'll tell me you don't need all 9 seasons of Little House on the Prairie.
I don't need any seasons of Little House on the Prairie. That's your personal issue, I'm calling it. Problem, if you will.
Let me guess. You don't have all seven seasons of Sanford and Son either, do you?
I don't need that either.
Unbelievable.
You need that, again.
3 seasons of Star Trek, the original series?
No, don't need that either. Perhaps I should watch them, but I don't need to own them.
How about House?
House. See, now House I need. Because I watch those over and over again.
Okay.
So those I have. I haven't picked up season 3 yet, but I do watch the House episodes multiple times.
Okay.
But since we're talking about DVDs, why don't we talk about the big DVD release this week pertains to this show.
Right, and really the only one that really pertains to anything.
Well, Blades of Glory was the other big release this week.
Yeah, exactly. So the only one that really pertains to anything would be Heroes Season 1.
Right. With the 73-minute unaired original pilot.
Oh, man.
Oh, you got a... Look, see? That's what you get. Kevin was bragging before the show how special and fancy his version was, and it's so shiny and it's so nice.
Don't mean nothing. La, la. It's just a little...
And he opens up his thing and it's all busticated inside.
No, it's not. It's just this little ad. It's just packaged funny.
But my little ad inside is crisp.
So
nice.
I'll swap out next time I'm at your house.
No, I'm going to hide it. I'm going to lock it up.
You just keep hiding it. Just like Buddy Lee. I found him, didn't I?
You did. I let you take him back.
You didn't let nothing. I took him back.
So this box set is 4 discs, I believe. Is it 4 discs? Or no, 7 discs, right?
7 discs.
7 discs. And it contains all the episodes in season 1, plus the unaired pilot, and a ton of bonus features.
Incredible. 50 deleted scenes, the making of Heroes, special effects. There's a profile of Tim Sale on here.
Isn't there a Jeff Loeb thing on there as well? Or something with Jeff Loeb?
No. Just Tim Sale.
I thought I had read something about Jeff Loeb on there as well.
Tim Craig. They got some commentaries from him and some cast commentaries. Yes. And if you bought it at Best Buy and you were one of the lucky 6 people that were there in time, you got a limited edition Heroes comic book, which is it's nice
What story is it, though?
I don't know.
Is it maybe, is it some of the online stories, perhaps? Maybe it's the first online story arc, perhaps?
It could be.
I'd have to take a look at it.
I don't know.
It can't be as crappy as that Serenity comic book they gave us last time.
It's got, well, it's got a lot of, it's got a lot of little ads and things, and it looks like a bunch of little short stories.
So it might be. It might be the first couple story arcs from the online stuff.
It might be.
Lots of ads, you say, though?
Lots of ads for things like Bionic Woman, the Heroes comic book, the complete one that's coming out. There's ads for Heroes trading cards.
So it's a nice set.
It's a nice little
thing.
And
you should buy it.
Yeah.
If you've, especially if you've never seen the show, this is a great time to jump in because I think the show comes back on the air September 24th. Season 2 begins. So now's your chance.
What kind of self-respecting person hasn't seen Heroes?
There are plenty of people out there, believe it. Our own Fantastic has only seen a smattering of the episodes.
Well, that's because that's all he could steal online.
Is that what it was?
That's probably what it was.
Well, why don't we talk about another comic book that came out this week that isn't filled with ads.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I don't think there's a single ad in the entire book.
I don't know. I didn't see any.
It's Mice Templar, Issue 1.
About time. We got to get old Mike Oeming on the phone.
You know, we were supposed to have him on the phone like 2 months ago.
Well,
we called,
you know what?
We decided, wasn't there, we tried. Remember?
What we decided was that it would be better for us to do it when the book came out.
Oh, okay.
So now the book is out, and there isn't a single advertisement within the book.
And it's pretty thick, too. I mean, it's like
60 pages.
Yeah.
With no ads.
That's unheard of.
And it's only $3.99 from Image, full color. I mean, it's...
I don't even think there's an ad on the back. I think the back is Mice Templar related as well.
Yep.
So essentially, Image is making no money off this issue other than the cover price.
It's a lot of quotes from a lot of people.
That's pretty impressive.
People like Brian Michael Bendis.
Yeah.
And Mike Mignola.
Wow. Two of your favorite people, Kev. I'll take two people who blow you off at cons constantly for $1,000,
Alex. And Katie Mignola.
Who's Katie Mignola?
Is that Mike's wife?
I don't know. Is it his daughter?
The Eisner-winning co-creator of The Magician and the Snake.
I have no freaking clue.
And Mark Millar, the writer of Civil War.
There you go. Wow, it really is an all-star cast.
You know what? I'm totally, when we get him on the phone, I'm totally going to push him to put a quote of mine.
On issue two?
On one of the issues that is upcoming. The next issue, of course, will be 3 pages long. And 20 pages of ads.
20 pages of ads.
So maybe they'll have room to squeeze my quote on there.
So
my quote is, who gives a crap what Bendis, Mignola's, and Millar say? I say it's good.
There you go. I'd love to see them printed. I don't suspect it's going to happen, but I'd love to see
not
it.
Not that quote, but no. I'm sure I can come up with one. I have a few quotes out there.
I'm sure you do.
What was that book that I had to quote in?
I don't care. The issue is good. We should be telling people to go pick up the issue.
Well, if they haven't gotten the idea that they should go pick up the issue by now.
Sometimes you have to hold their hand, Kev.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I?
Sure. What else do you have?
What do you have? Why am I doing all the work?
All the work? You've been doing show prep while we're recording.
That's
nonsense. All the work horseshit.
That's nonsense.
I have one more thing, and it would be the Kevin Smith is going to direct an episode of Battlestar Galactica. Oh, wait, no, he's not. Rumor that was online the last 3 or 4 days.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, he had said something in an interview how he was going to be directing an episode during season 3. And then someone from sci-fi and from the Battlestar Galactica camp said, nope, not going to happen. Scheduling conflict. And that was pretty much the end of it. So I guess he's not. I don't know. I don't know if they're going to try to make it happen, but he's got a lot on his plate right now. I mean, he directed that that pilot episode of Reaper. He's doing the Heroes Origin episode sometime mid-season, I hear. Uh-huh. So, you know, he's a busy man.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you what I'm getting a little tired of.
What are you getting a little tired of?
Kevin Smith. No.
Wow. I ain't right.
I'm just kidding. I'm getting a little tired of DC and everything is a countdown.
Okay.
Everything's tied into this countdown this, countdown that. Coming out last week, we had issue 35 of Countdown.
Right.
We also had we also have a whole slew of Countdown tie-in books.
Spin-offs,
coming.
Right?
Yeah, including Countdown Arena. And there are all these amazing Countdown books, and I'm getting confused.
How many issues are going to be in the entire Countdown storyline of just the Countdown title? Is
well,
it 52?
Yeah, they're working backwards from 52.
They're working backwards, okay.
Right. So, but my problem is that this is getting to be like Marvel country.
It is Marvel country. This is Onslaught. This is Executioner Song. This is
World War Hulk.
World War Hulk. This is
speaking of exactly. World War Hulk. Can I tell you something that I found hysterical?
Sure. You can't say anything bad about World War Hulk.
Why not?
Because our good friend is the artist on it, isn't he?
I can say anything I want about it. John, you know that we love you.
We do love you, John.
But let me tell you something. World War Hulk will carry over into a new book called World War Hulk After Smash.
I feel sick.
After Smash.
I think we need to take a break.
Okay. What are we coming? Oh, we're coming back with...
It doesn't matter.
I guess you're right. Halloween is fast approaching. You might want to give your loved one or special friend an excellent Halloween gift.
What would that excellent Halloween gift be, Kev?
Well, one gift you might consider would be a Teddy Scare collectible bear.
Ooh!
These gruesome teddy bears are not the run-of-the-mill teddy bears that you're used to, Matt.
Can't get these teddy bears from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
That's right. You have to go to teddyscares.com.
Where you can pick up Series 2 of the Teddy Scares now. What are some of those bears, Kev?
Mundy Drudge, Maisie Podge, Sheldon Grog, Eli Retch, and Granger Evermore.
Each 12-inch bear is available now for $28.99.
And each bear comes in its own collectible window packaging.
Not to mention, you can now get your favorite bear in mini form.
That's right. The Morgue Minis are only $10.99.
You can pick up all of these bears at www.teddyscares.com.
And don't forget to check out their Barely Alive Collectors Club.
That's teddyscares.com.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and whenever I'm in the US, I listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and whenever I'm not in the US, I listen to BigKevsGeekStuff.com. Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner, and when I'm not eating my bubble and squeak, I'm listening to BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
Hello, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. When I'm not eating my bubble and squeak, or shooting the chavs, I like to listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. More bangers and mash, please.
Gee, howdy. This is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com. Whenever I'm in the U.S. and speak like house, I listen to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hi, this is Adrian Faulkner from Action-Figure.com, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Bubble and squeak.
After 2 days in the desert sun, my skin began to turn red. After 3 days in the desert fun, I was looking at a riverbed. And the story it told of a river that flowed made me sad to think it was dead. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 72, Horse with No Name.
Yep, Horse with No Name.
That's Big Kev. I'm OG, and this is a couple of interviews. Now, who are these interviews with?
They're from, well, it's Joss Whedon.
Right.
Jewel State.
Right.
And Marina Baccarin.
Right, that's right. This is the I hate you portion of the show.
Why?
Because I wasn't present for any of these interviews.
Why do you hate me?
Because I wasn't present for the interviews.
Well, for those of you that don't know, of course, Joss Whedon, creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and...
Angel.
And Angel, right. And he also created...
Serenity?
Serenity, of course, the movie Serenity,
right.
Which is based on the TV show.
I'm not saying it.
Why?
I'm not saying it.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. We did that gimmick last week.
And the week before.
And we've
probably we've 3 weeks
too
before
much.
That.
We need to put it to rest.
I think that's a funny gag.
It is a funny gag. We need to let it rest a little, though.
Okay, we'll give it a rest.
Okay.
So, of course, Serenity was based on...
You're not tripping me up.
That was worth a
Why
shot.
Why don't we just move on?
Joss Whedon, of course, the creator of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Angel,
right.
and Firefly, which, of course, created the Serenity movie. I had a chance to talk to him for a few minutes in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
He had a lot to say about these topics and about some of the comic book work that he's doing with Dark Horse Comics.
Right.
The season of Buffy that never was, now is, in comic book form. He is talking about some Serenity comic stuff as well, so it's very interesting.
And Angel as well.
Right. Following that, Jewel State talks about her new role on Stargate Atlantis.
Excellent.
And how she made the transition from
Kaylee.
Kaylee to her new character. Yes,
right.
That's what I meant. And Marina Baccarin, of course, is...
Is it Baccarin or is it Baccarin?
Baccarin.
Okay.
I make such a big deal about it in the interview that I say it right,
bastard.
And I'm screwing it up now. She, of course, has moved away from sci-fi mostly to a medical drama on TNT called Heartland, and which I don't know how well it did in its first season, and I haven't heard anything about it being picked up or not picked up yet, so we don't know.
Okay.
So she could be looking to get back on to some sort of...
Serenity?
If they were to bring...
I'm not saying it. You're not tripping me up. Let's play the interviews.
I'm just saying that I was just trying to get it out there, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me.
So we're here at San Diego Comic-Con with Joss Whedon. And I tell you what I want to talk about. Everyone talks about Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Everybody talks about Serenity, which I will too. But I want to talk about what you're doing with Dark Horse Comics. You're writing the season 8 series of Buffy. What's how'd that come about?
You know, they did the Buffy comics before, and once the show was over, after a time, after we'd all gotten out of our respective comas, they said we'd like to bring this back. We'd like to do it maybe after the show had ended so that we can really open up the stories. And I got intrigued by that, and then all of a sudden I was writing scripts, and I couldn't stop. And they were coming out really fast. That wasn't my usual do it just on time or slightly after that self. I was on fire. It was just so great to be back. And, you know, Scott Alley just, you know, well, apart from putting up with an enormous amount of my bullshit, can I say that? He really worked with me finding George's and Joe and just going back and forth for, you know, months and months and months and months, just getting it right. And when it came out, I've just been so happy with it.
Have we heard, I'm asking everybody involved in Firefly, have we heard the last of Firefly on TV or film?
Unless somebody tells me different, we have. I'm sure hoping somebody would tell me different. The DVD sells really well. We're just bringing out the special edition, and that's going to be a thing. So, you know, if they make enough money, that's how it works. So.
Are you going to slide it into the comic format like you've done with Buffy?
Not in the same way. I like doing the little stories, but... it's different than Buffy. Buffy lends itself to this kind of thing in the way it lent itself to the musical. It's not quite the same as Firefly.
Joss Whedon from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con.
Thank you.
So it's Big Kev. I'm here at the Sci-Fi Stargate Atlantis press briefing, and I'm here with Jewel State. How are you, Jewel?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So you didn't escape the genre. You're now bouncing on the Stargate Atlantis.
There is no escape. Yes, I'm on a completely different ship in a completely different world in a completely different time.
And how is it going for you? Are you very excited about it?
It's been going really well so far. I felt a little new at first, But everybody's been really accommodating and really nice to me. So, so far, so good.
Okay, I'm going to ask. Don't get mad. Everybody wants to know what, if anything, you're hearing about anything else related to Firefly. And her eyes just rolled so far in the back of her head, my dear listeners, that you would be surprised that she didn't see out of the other side of her head.
Well, I don't think there's anything happening at the moment. If they asked me to do another movie, I would do one for sure. I would probably drop everything, actually, to do one. But it just gets hard to wish for something for so long. So I'm kind of trying to let it go.
And you are moving into just a fantastic franchise. I mean, that's got to feel really great.
It does feel really great. I'm really happy and kind of surprised that they wanted me. It's awesome.
Last question. Do you hold any animosity towards Fox for what they did to your show?
No. It's a hard concept to get. I think that for anybody, it's really weird, off-the-beaten-track kind of concept. So I won't hold it against them. I'll say that.
There she is, Jewel Stain. Check her out on Stargate Atlantis. So I'm here at the Super Mega Show with Morena Baccarin, and I'm pronouncing it correctly because before this interview, I asked her if I was pronouncing it correctly because I want to be the person that makes sure that everyone knows that it's Baccarin. Baccarin.
Yes, that's right. You got it.
So you did Firefly, you did Serenity, and now you're doing Heartland on TNT. And how's that going?
It's going really great. We're finished shooting, and now we're just waiting to see if we get another pickup order.
Is there any advance word on the pickup order?
No, we won't know until the show is aired and see what the viewer audience is like.
And have you heard anything else? I know you probably get asked this question 1,000 times a day, every day, emails and everything else. Have you heard anything about more Firefly or Serenity work?
I'm going to say this once, and that's it. No more Firefly, no more Serenity. We're done.
Ever, ever, ever.
Ever, ever, ever. Not by choice, but I think, you know, it's finally been laid to rest.
And can you give us a little insight as to your experience on doing that show and the fandom and how that brought you into the film and so on and so forth?
Doing the show was a lot of fun. Everybody was really excellent to work with, and it was a lot like a family. We were very surprised the show got canceled and even more surprised to find out that there was a big fan base out there. So it was really fun, and it was amazing to hear that it was going to be a movie basically because of the fans, and it's been an amazing experience for that reason.
Do you harbor, I know you won't answer this, do you harbor any animosity towards Fox because of what they did with the airing of the episodes?
No, because what can you do? All that stuff is beyond my control. They've been very good to me. You know, you move on. It's the nature of television.
So Heartland gets picked up. That's where you're staying for the time being.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I'm under contract.
And do you have film work during hiatus, something else coming up that you can talk about?
There's a movie called Sands of Oblivion that's coming out in August that I was just in. And in the meantime, just auditioning, trying to get another job.
There it is, Morena Baccarin from the Super Mega Show. And thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
And there you have it.
So there you go. Three great interviews. Again, I'm angry that I wasn't there. And
where were you during those? I don't know. Well, I know you weren't at the Morena Baccarin.
No, Morena Baccarin, I couldn't be there for.
We have to say it right. It's Baccarin.
Baccarin. Jewel State, I think you had me locked up in some other press junket that I didn't want to be in, and I think it was deliberate. And
really? I think you were at Neil Gaiman, which and, you wanted to be at. Thank you very much.
And Joss. Yeah, and just, Joss, I don't know where I was at,
no,
Joss.
Hold on. You were locked
I don't think
up.
I was at Neil Gaiman.
You were at Neil Gaiman.
I don't think
you
so.
You were at Neil Gaiman's Q&A.
I don't think so.
Because right after that is when I came over there and talked to Neil.
Okay. Just saying.
While you were in the audience.
Just saying.
And then Joss was, you were there, but they would only allow.
They wouldn't let me in.
It's not my fault. I tried.
It's not your fault. I don't blame you entirely for that one.
Sure you don't.
You're right.
On the air, you don't.
But the importance of those interviews, other than the fact that, you know, we love all of that, all of those products and people, is that the Serenity contest is still up online on the website.
Still
right now.
Up there.
So on next week's episode, we will be picking a random entrant to give away the 2-disc special edition
of
Serenity.
For those, I mean, we're going to pick a random entrant who has all the correct answers.
Well, yeah, I'm not even considering entries with an incorrect answer as a valid entry. I'm just,
I see,
just sloughing them off to the side.
Well, that's good. And you can win, of course, the brand new Serenity 2-disc.
Yep.
That came out just a couple of weeks ago. And it's a great set. It's got some great packaging. That window packaging sort
with,
of
with thing. River on the front.
With River and Mal on the front.
The bonus features include extended scenes, A Filmmaker's Journey, The Green Clan, Sci-Fi Inside, Serenity, the Session 416, which are the River Tam sessions, Take a Walk on Serenity, and then feature commentary with Joss, Nathan, Adam, Summer, and Ron. And then all of the original bonus features from the original release of the DVD, which was deleted scenes with commentary, outtakes, another commentary track, the Relighting the Firefly mini documentary, What's in a Firefly, and much more.
What's in a...
Not saying it. I said it twice, but it wasn't the name of the show. It was the name of the ship. It's okay. It's a little different.
I'm just saying.
All right.
So anyway, get over there. Get involved in that contest. We're
totally
going to send this out to some lucky fan who knows their Serenity trivia.
And, you know, if this contest goes well and everybody behaves themselves nicely, maybe we'll have more contests in the future.
I think we should have more contests. I think we should give away Fantastic.
Ooh, really?
A date with Fantastic.
Well,
you know, if you would...
We could increase our female listenership like that.
You know, if you would like to have a date with Fantastic, write us over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. If we get a lot of positive feedback, you know, we would consider giving Fantastic away for an evening.
Right.
Why not?
Male, female,
whatever.
Animal, whatever.
He's open.
He's open. As long as you have nice abs.
That's right.
Let's take a break.
Yeah, we should take a break. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow.
Why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
Why don't you have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
Hello, this is Neil Gaiman, writer of lots of different things, really, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 72, Horse With No Name.
This feels like deja vu.
Is it kind of getting on this whole Horse With No Name thing?
Not at all. No? Not even a little bit.
Really? After the whole...
I don't get it.
Not getting it?
I don't get it. Maybe after we do this segment, I'll get it.
Okay, this is a big segment.
Okay, why is it
lots
big?
Big reviews.
Okay, is that because we're talking about big toys?
These are big products.
Big products?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to start with what you have there?
Sure. What I have here is Tonner Inc.'s DC Stars Batgirl.
Ah, yes.
Very nice.
She's humongous.
She is humongous. 16 inches, I think, is the scale on these things.
Uh-huh.
And much like we've come to expect from Tonner, all of the details are in place. I mean, the costume is fantastic.
Now, that they're coming off of, you know, that Tonner is a fashion doll company.
Correct.
So, of course, their attention to detail in the costuming is going to be superb.
Sure. And we've seen that in the Harry Potter line at the very least. I mean, the one that always pops into mind is the Quidditch figure.
Right.
The individual buckles on that godforsaken shin pad that took me 40 minutes to put on.
Right.
Not that I'm bitter or anything. Was amazing.
Amazing.
It was great.
Wouldn't have sacrificed watching you do that for 40 minutes for anything in the world.
Exactly. So, you know, the sculpt on this is really nice, but the costume is really where it shines. I mean, the cowl and cape is great. She comes with the gloves. She comes with her boots, which have small individual zippers on the back of each boot.
Right.
So that you can unzip them, put them on, and then zip them back up.
Nice.
That's impressive to me. I don't know why.
Right. Well, this is the kind of figure that Tonner makes. It's something that is... It's not so much about the action of the figure or the posability. It's certainly posable. It's more about the details. It's more about the costume details. It's more about the fashion of the thing. And I think they are doing an absolutely superb job with this DC line. I can't wait to see some of the other pieces that they have coming. And you know which one I mean.
Well, you want to see the Joker figure. But that's,
I'm going up there.
That's a... What?
I'm going up there.
Anyway.
Robert invited me up there.
I was invited.
I know.
So you're just going to go without me?
You got to work.
You keep doing shit without me. This isn't right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's all about you. This is your show.
I'm just saying.
I'm just the other guy.
I'm waiting to hear back from his assistant. And then, you know, if we can do it on a weekend, we will. But, okay. You know, I kind of want to go up. I want to see all the crew, you know.
I know.
We got a lot of friends up there.
Sure do.
We got Tom.
What's the next piece in this line? Do we know? In the DC
know.
Stars line? Did Is it the see, Poison Ivy figure?
Did you see her?
I did. She's beautiful.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
What are you
liar.
Talking about? I saw her. She was gorgeous.
Where did
Red
you
hair.
See her?
San Diego. She was on display in San Diego.
She was on display. And how did they display her in San Diego?
In the booth.
You didn't see her, you lying dog.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I know, but I did see her, and she was fantastic.
I could only assume that she is a fantastic based on the
Again,
other figures that I have seen in the line.
You know, it's not like, say, a DC Direct 13-inch
right.
that is coming, and they're doing a classic Batgirl also. It's
sure.
not that kind of 13-inch action figure with lots of accessories that you're looking to set up and fight and have these scenes with. You're looking at a Tonner piece. It's more about display. It's more about collectability. It's more about the details.
Sure. So... You know, it's exactly what we expect. And,
right.
And I know that she was wonderful. I don't need to actually see her. I could see her in my mind's eye.
You mean Poison Ivy?
Yes.
Sideshow Collectibles. Captain America quarter scale figure.
Now, which one is that we have here in the studio?
Now,
because there are two,
there
correct?
Are two versions, right. There is the modern version.
Okay.
Which is the one we have here in the studio. It's Cap in his modern costume, and he's standing on the head of a burnt-out head of Ultron.
Right, which looks awesome.
Really cool. There is another version, an exclusive version or a more limited version. It's Cap in his 40s costume or the
right.
wartime costume, and he's standing on a looks like a little Nazi helmet.
That is a pretty impressive undertaking for Sideshow, because normally with their exclusives, their limited editions, the changes are...
Minute.
Are minor, like with accessories sometimes, but
right.
this is almost a full, it's almost a new sculpt. I mean, the costume is different. The head sculpt is different.
Right.
The base is completely different. I mean, I guess
well,
the general
different.
Body is
right.
the same, but there are so many pieces of this that are different. It's almost, I don't know. It's a huge undertaking for them and good for them.
Well, let's talk about that body. It's the high quality poly stone that we're used to from
right.
Sideshow. He's over 19 inches tall.
He's a big man.
He is. The cloth parts of the costume, so that's kind of the red and white in the rib and ab area.
Right.
Where Fantastic would be looking if he was here.
Right.
And the pants and legs to the boots is all cloth.
Correct.
And then of course it has the kind of real leather belt, metal buckle, leather straps on the back of the shield. I mean, all the those kind of details that we come to expect from Sideshow. This is the kind of icon, I think, that deserves a quarter scale figure.
Certainly.
I mean, Captain America, been around forever, and he's going through a lot right now.
He's an American icon.
I mean, Steve Rogers? This is the Steve Rogers Captain America. Dead.
It's true.
So not only is it relevant in the sense that it's almost a like honoring him.
Right.
Like an honorarium.
Sure.
It actually stands out as an iconic piece in any collection.
I agree completely.
I'm trying to think if I could think of another Marvel character that deserves. They've done a few.
Spider-Man.
They've done Logan. They've done Spider-Man quarter scale?
No. That's another Marvel character that deserves some sort of iconic representation.
You know, a really great like action pose quarter scale Spider-Man would be really cool.
I'm surprised they haven't done it yet. I don't know why. They keep on throwing him in diorama after diorama, but
those dioramas are hot.
They are.
Speaking of which, Captain America appeared in one of those dioramas.
With Red Skull, right?
I think after this piece, it's probably the second best Captain America piece that I've ever seen.
Well, there you go.
You have something from Sideshow as well.
I do. I have a quarter scale figure also here with me.
Okay.
And this would be Spike from the Buffy and Angel series.
Oh, James Marsters.
Yeah, he's your pal, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's my pal.
You're a bastard. Anyway.
Why am I a bastard?
Because you are. Anyway, gorgeous, gorgeous quarter scale piece. Real feel clothing, much like Cap and the other quarter scale figure Sideshow has put out.
Right.
This is the regular edition that we have here in the studio, which is human faced Spike.
Okay. And there's a more limited edition or exclusive edition?
The limited edition comes with an interchangeable vampire head or vampire faced Spike. So you can actually remove human head, put vampire head on, and voila. Complete transformation.
Absolute transformation.
Exactly. The likeness is great.
It really is fantastic likeness. I mean, sure. They really, really have captured it.
Odd choice, I think, for the second in the Buffy quarter scale line.
Okay.
Because I would think Angel would be the natural second choice.
Well, Angel's coming.
He's going to be the fourth piece.
Is he the third or fourth?
I think he's the fourth because the third piece, which is a re-sculpt on Buffy, in a different outfit. It's similar now we've to talked that first
about,
12-inch.
Right. We talked about the quarter scale Buffy with the short black dress.
Right. That's where Pervert Ken got his name.
Of course. And we talked about that quarter scale when it came out.
Right.
And now it looks like they're going to go back and do another Buffy in a different outfit in a quarter scale.
Correct. It's like the red leather pants and red jacket, black shirt. It's I think it's the same exact outfit that the first Buffy 12-inch was,
okay.
I believe. So I think that's the third piece. It's already being solicited on the site, and I'm pretty positive it's probably sold out already at this point. So Angel must be the fourth piece.
Okay.
In the quarter scale line.
Angel was on display in San Diego.
In San Diego,
and
right?
He looked fantastic.
Yep.
Has the sword.
Yeah, he looks well, again, I wonder, similar to the first 12-inch Angel.
Right.
So.
I wonder if they're going to do that kind of swap in head thing.
I would hope so. An Angelus kind of thing?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
As a limited or special edition?
Sure.
Interesting.
Interesting. So you could check out pictures of both of those products at Sideshow website, sideshowtoy.com.
Right.
And
you can also check out Tonner Inc.
Sure. If you'd like to see the DC Stars line or Harry Potter, Pirates of the Caribbean, Spider-Man, or anything else Tonner is working on, you can go to
They're
Tonner
working on
Inc.
a lot.
Yes.
Did you see those last Mimsy pieces?
I did.
Dude, I want that rabbit.
It's pretty cute. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't have the exact reference point for it. It's on my Blockbuster queue. But
you were going to say the other one.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like the default. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the pieces are really cute, but I hear they're hard to come by. I don't think you can get them anymore,
yeah,
right?
Really
they sold pretty quick.
Well, hey, if you're out there and you're looking for these products, of course, we will recommend that you go to for the sideshow pieces that you go to Sideshow.
Of course.
Does Tattersall direct on the website?
Yes. I think they do.
Do they?
I think so. I could be wrong, but I think so.
Okay. Well, if they do, you want to check there. But otherwise, you can always...
eBay alert. eBay alert. eBay alert.
There's the eBay alert.
Oof.
Had to get the eBay alert in there. Of course, once you've exhausted your first markets, you want to check out second markets like eBay.
Right.
And shows and maybe some of your local retailers. If
sure.
You. And that's how you'll get these fine products.
It's true.
And
that's going to wrap up this segment.
That was a big segment.
It was.
Do you feel a little closer to the
not even
horse
a little
with
bit.
No name?
No, not even a little bit. Clydesdale? Big that's horse?
No.
No?
Nothing?
No.
Nothing.
Not a little bit. Let's take a break. Let me think about it over the break.
Okay.
We'll come back with a wrap up.
Yeah. Let's do that and we'll come back with the wrap up.
But you got to have friends.
Hey Kev, we finally got a MySpace page.
Ugh.
It's www.myspace.com/BigKevsGeekStuff.
I can't believe we've sunk to this level.
So go there, join up, become one of our friends.
Ugh, yeah, one of our friends like that awful Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom. I created MySpace.
Kev, how do you know what Tom sounds like?
I was just guessing he would sound like that.
Bitch, what you don't know about me, I can just about squeeze in the Grand fucking Canyon.
Hey, this is Kevin Smith, Big Kev's love slave.
Did you know I always wanted to be a dancer in Vegas?
Then you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
What do you look so shocked for, man? Fat bastard does this all the time. He thinks just because he don't say anything, it'll have some huge impact when he does open his fucking mouth. Jesus Christ, why don't you shut up?
And we're back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 72, Horse with No Name, or as I like to call it, I don't get it.
I can't understand after those segments that you don't understand that you're not putting it all together.
I'm just not connecting with it.
Did we
it's
talk about Wearingo? Mike Wearingo?
Oh, no, we did it.
That's a damn shame. He was a great artist, and he was only 44 years old.
We're going to have to add an obituary section to this show.
That's depressing.
We have a death each week, it seems.
Who died last week?
Crush. From from Demolition,
from WWE,
from WWE
wrestler Crush.
It's true.
What else did we actually talk about this week?
We did talk about Keanu Reeves starring in an upcoming The Day the Earth Stood Still remake. We talked a little bit about Stephen Sommers actually being the director on Paramount's live action G.I. Joe film, and if you haven't gone to see Death at a Funeral yet, you really need to.
Right. Death and a funeral, right? Or
death
at a funeral?
At a funeral.
Death at a funeral.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, Alan Tudyk steals the movie.
Alan Tudyk, of course, played Wash on
he did.
The television show.
Don't remember the show's name, but the movie was Serenity.
And you don't remember the show's name?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Marvel will follow up World War Hulk with a bunch of stories that will carry on through other titles that will feature the banner World War Hulk After Smash.
God, I just don't care.
Marvel will also no longer tolerate all these late books, so in an effort to prevent them, Ultimate Wolverine versus Hulk and Ultimate Iron Man will both be completely written and drawn before a single issue hits the stand.
And I ultimately don't believe it.
I know that you don't, but I have faith in Marvel.
Good for... Wow. Wow, it must be a full moon.
I just wanted to see how you'd react to that. I thought you were going to fall off that chair.
Jesus Christ. John Williams looks like we'll be doing the score for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the seventh film when it does come time for production. And it looks like he will be doing, or he's already begun working on Steven Spielberg's upcoming, yet to be named, Indiana Jones film.
We have reason to rejoice. Chris Claremont is leaving New Excalibur and being replaced by Paul Cornell, who wrote Wisdom. And Paul says he's going to mix it up a little in there with characters and lineups and things.
We have reasons to rejoice because the JLA movie will no longer be live action. It will be CGI, it looks like, so
no,
you don't
Brandon
have to worry
Ralph.
About Ralph
no,
and Bale.
No, Brandon Ralph. No, Brandon Ralph.
Anything else?
DC will continue the countdown aftermath 52 thing they have going on.
Way too long. Which
is starting to feel a lot like a Marvel thing. Starting mm-hmm. to bug me. They will continue that with Countdown Arena, which comes down in December. This is spinning out of all of this countdown nonsense.
If Ryan Reynolds doesn't play The Flash, maybe he'll play Deadpool. But Kevin Smith won't be directing an episode of Battlestar Galactica.
But you will be directing yourself to your local comic book store so you can buy The Mice Templar, Issue 1. Looks like 60 beautiful full-color pages without a single blasted ad in it.
Wow.
From our pal, Mike Oeming. So you know the art is fantastic. Mike, we should say also that he also wrote the story with Brian Glass, who actually wrote the issue. So they've kind of come up with the concept right. together. Brian sort of wrote it off. Mike's sort of drawn it off. And it's absolutely a fantastic book at only $3.99 for 60 pages with no ads. That's a good deal.
Don't forget to check out the Alien vs. Predator Requiem trailer online now, because if not, you'd be robbing yourself of what may be an actual good Alien vs. Predator movie.
Maybe the only.
Right.
The only DVD worth talking about this week was
Blades of Glory.
Not Blades of Glory.
I hated that movie.
You saw that movie?
Twice on the flight to San Diego and on the flight back.
Oh. Didn't fly JetBlue, did you?
No, I flew Qantas.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
That's why. Heroes Season 1, the complete Season 1, 7 discs of fun and excitement, never before seen episodes, deleted scenes, lots of cast commentaries and things. You just load it up here. You get the Best Buy edition. You get a little comic book with it. And it's quite the item to have, I think.
It is.
The DVD of the
year.
I don't know about the year, but
week.
Certainly in the recent months.
Right.
A 300 DVD is pretty hot.
It is pretty hot.
But this is Heroes Season 1.
Okay. Second segment of today's show, we had Kevin's interviews with Joss Whedon, Jewel State, and Morena Baccarin.
Uh-huh. My interviews.
Your interviews. Because you're a backstabbing bastard.
When did I backstab you?
By not allowing me to participate.
Where were you during those interviews?
I don't know. I wasn't with you, and that's what's important.
I'm just saying. I seem to recall saying, hey, I'm going over to interview Jewel State, and you were something like, Neil Gaiman, Q&A. Just saying.
Well, just remember also that the Serenity contest is still going up, is still online, so you could still enter that, and next week we will pick the winner.
And we're giving away the complete TV show, right?
No, we are giving away the 2-disc special edition of Serenity.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Serenity, of course, as you know, the movie based on the TV show
by Joss Whedon.
That's correct.
In the third segment of tonight's show, what did we do?
They're all waiting for it. You know?
I know they are. What did we do in the third segment?
We did some big stuff in the third segment.
We did. We covered Tonner Inc.'s Batgirl from the DC Stars line, as well as two fantastic pieces from Sideshow, Quarter Scale Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Quarter Scale Captain America from Marvel Comics.
Yes, and that's all we did.
That is all we did.
You
they were so big.
Out,
you, know.
You can check out, for more information on those, check out SideshowToy.com or TonnerInc.com or TonnerDoll.com or
something.
Google Tonner Doll and
right.
go there. And yeah.
Yeah.
Great segment.
That's it.
And then we followed that up, of course, with the wrap-up.
With the wrap-up, which is where we are now.
Right.
So don't forget, you could check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com or MySpace.com/BigKevsGeekStuff.
Which is now not fished.
Is now not fished. We unfished it. Unspammed it. If you don't subscribe to us on iTunes, you can find us in the iTunes Music Store by searching for Geek Stuff. Subscribe there and leave us a review.
Yeah, leave us a review.
If you don't get the title of tonight's episode, please shoot us an email. If you do get the title of tonight's episode, please shoot us an email.
Yeah, somebody please shoot us an email and explain it to Matt.
Yeah, please, because I don't get it.
You're more in the dark than Helen Keller.
You can put in the subject line, "Hey OG, you dummy," ... and then in the text of the message, you can explain it to me.
I can't believe you're doing that, because you're going to get 2,000 emails now that say, "Hey OG, you dummy." And
that's
it's just
fine.
Gonna say, I just wanted to say that.
I'll just have one of the product archive people read them. I won't actually read them.
That's fine.
So that's going to wrap up tonight's episode.
Yeah, I kind of feel weird because I don't really know how to pull it out. Usually I ask Fantastic if he has any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 72, Horse with No Name.
I think you should just find a soundbite of Fantastic from another episode
really
and just insert it.
Like they did with Chef.
Exactly.
In that episode. I'm going to make love to the children.
Exactly.
We should do that. We should monkey something together that Fantastic has said in the past and kind of just patch it together.
We should end the episode.
And on that note, we cue the music.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There was sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out. My skin.